The Senate will come to order with a prayer by Reverend Gawk.
From the fourth chapter of Proverbs, we read, I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. When you walk, your step will not be hampered, and if you run, you will not stumble. My God, the ups and downs of life are often confusing and challenging for us, and so we ask that you give to us your blessings and inspiration so that we may grow wiser and more disciplined in our daily lives and the work that we must be about. Help us to learn to live in peace and our minds renewed by your word every day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend. Now, please, may everybody standing for a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Reverend.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernskeeter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hegeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtemeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White,
here.
Wieland, Williams.
Senator from Andrew. Senator from the 8th. Present. Senator from the 7th. Is here. Senator from Clay. She's here. Senator from Andrew.
Called upon me. Do you want something?
You were standing at your desk. I thought you were
seeking no,
recognition.
I did not.
No problem.
Believe me, I was here, but for the record, I am here.
Thank you, Senator. A quorum being established, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 21st day, Tuesday, February 15, 2022. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though it hadn't been fully read.
Hearing no objection. The journal will be dispensed with as fully read. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Emily Manley from the Next Star Media Group has been granted access to take videos and pictures in the chamber today.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Also, I'm seeking unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow a couple of members of the Highway Patrol to enter the chamber today with a sidearm.
Hearing no objection. Hearing no objection. The Highway Patrolman can enter the chamber.
Introduction of guests.
Introduction of guests. Senator from the 3rd, for what purpose do you rise?
Introduction of special guest.
Please proceed.
Mr. President, to your right and my left, I have three visitors today. Carter Murray, please raise your hand, from Farmington High School. He's a senior. He's shadowing me today, and he plans to attend Westminster University. And he's also a page for the day. His father's here today also, Dustin Murphy, and he's the elementary principal at St. Paul Lutheran School in Farmington. And I'm also proud to have the mayor of Potosi, and that's Joseph Blunt. And I ask that the body make them feel welcome. Thank you.
Please make the guests of the third feel welcome. Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some very special guests.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my pleasure to introduce some special guests this morning. They are to your right and to my left. I have the Skyline High School ladies softball team. Last May, these ladies made a great accomplishment. They won the Class 2 state championship back on May 23rd, 2021. They ended the season with a record of 24-1. And won the Mid Lakes Conference for the first time in the school's history and claimed their first district championship title in 19 years. And I would like to recognize them by name. We have with us, first of all, head coach Shauna Bybee and assistant coach Jamie Dampier. And you all can wave when, or stand up when I mention your name. Also, we have Alexa Curtis, Angelina Curtis, Ella Doherty, Grace Edge, Callie Edson, Jaden Foster, Abigail Hammer, Jordan Hodges, Keely Holmes, Lily Witten, McKenna Dahl, Taylor Hunt, Mariah Pitts, and Shayla Tuning. And I wish that the body would please make these, congratulate these ladies and make them feel very welcome to the Missouri Senate.
Please. Introduction of guests. Senator from Scott.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an introduction of special guests today.
Please proceed.
To my right and your left, if Mr. Shane would stand up, and Ms. Shane. I have John and Tara Shane from Jackson, Missouri. They are here today as he is going to, he has agreed to be on the state milk board. Mr. and Ms. Shane have a dairy farm that has been in existence since 1858. And so I ask that the body make them feel welcome.
Introduction of guests. Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce a very special guest from the 17th District.
Please
to
proceed.
My right and your left, Mr. President, we have Dan Wenzel, who is here for his confirmation hearing. He's been appointed to the Missouri Board of Examiners for Hearing Instrument Specialists. So I'd ask everyone help me in making him feel welcome.
Senator from Newton. For what purpose do you rise?
Special guests.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, in conjunction with the Senator from Lawrence, I would like to welcome to the Capitol and congratulate two of our members of the Highway Patrol, Sergeant Walter Burr of Neosho and Corporal Cotter Kaczynski, if I pronounce it right, excuse me, both of the Highway Patrol Troop D, Newton and McDonald Counties, the Water Division, Patrol Division, who were awarded in September of 2021 the DPS Sworn Team Members of the Month for their courageous rescue of four people from dangerous flood waters in McDonald County in southwest Missouri. The rescues occurred on March the 13th of 2021. After 2 days of heavy rain, two vehicles had entered the flooded Buffalo Creek at Missouri Highway 43, and the two occupants were caught in the floodwaters. One victim was clinging to a tree, and the other was stranded on the top of the vehicle. And I would turn it over to the Senator from Lawrence. I would also mention that we have Captain Justin McAuliffe of the Highway Patrol with them, also escorting them today.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Lawrence, do you have something to add to that?
Mr. President, thank you to the Senator from Neosho for leading that off. We also have with Sergeant Burr's wife, Tina. Would you wave, Tina? And with Sergeant or Corporal Kosiski, his wife, Leslie. Leslie, thank you all for being here. And Sergeant Burr and Corporal Kosiski launched an inflatable raft, and they put it into the swift-moving waters to rescue a man on top of his vehicle. Shortly thereafter, Sergeant Burr and Corporal Kosiski were dispatched again to rescue two more people. There was a man and a teenager clinging to a tree in the swiftly moving water, and they were trying to attempt to cross a low water bridge over the Elk River. In just a span of a few hours, these two courageous men worked together as a team to bravely rescue four people in these treacherous conditions. So I hope the body will join me in congratulating them for their dedicated service to the residents of Missouri. Thank you.
Introduction of guests. Senator from the 13th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a special guest. To your right, to my left, I have my sisters from another mister, Cynthia Gibson, out of Godfrey, Illinois, Jeannie Smith, out of Spanish Lake, St. Louis County, which is also State Representative Neil Smith's wife, and Florence Hill, out of Bell Fountain. She's been appointed to the St. Louis County Board of Elections Commissioners, and everybody give them a good
welcome. Please make the guest of the Senator from the 13th District welcome to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Dallas.
I have some additional special guests. In the balcony directly in front of you and behind me, I have three of our Southwest Missouri sheriffs visiting today. I have Scott Rice from Dallas County, James McCreary from Cedar County, and also on behalf of the senator from Newton, I have the sheriff of Dade County, who is Max Huffman. Gentlemen, would you please rise and be recognized, and would the Senate please make them feel welcome?
Would the chamber please make these sheriffs welcome? Thanks for what you do. Senator from Cass.
Introduction of special guests.
Seat, Senator.
To my right and to your left, if I could have Astra Ferris and her mother, Teresa Wood, stand. Both are from Lamar, Missouri. Astra is coming to be appointed to the Missouri Workforce Development Board. Very happy to have her down and be a part of her appointments, and I'd like the body to make her feel welcome in her.
Please make the guest, Senator from Cass County, welcome to the chamber today. Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right and my left, it is my pleasure to introduce participants in the Vision St. Charles Leadership Program. Since 1998, Vision St. Charles has provided its participants the opportunity to deepen their community engagement as well as become aware of the workings of county and state government. I'd ask this body to make them feel welcome.
Please make the guest of the Senator from the 2nd District welcome to the chamber today. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 20th. Proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and to your right, I have some constituents both from Christian County and from Greene County. First is Erica Baxter. She is here to be appointed to the Air Conservation Commission today. And then to her left is Lindsay Clark, who is the clinic manager for Your Health Consultant, a physical medicine rehabilitation clinic. And to her left is Susan Klotz, who is the nurse practitioner for that clinic. I would ask the body to please make the
Please make
today.
The guests of the Senator from the 20th District that are almost my constituents welcome to the chamber today.
Senator from 14th.
That's for a personal point of privilege.
Senator for 14th has asked for a personal point of privilege. Please proceed, Senator.
Fred Shuttlesworth, African-American minister and civil rights activist who was active in Birmingham, Alabama during the civil rights movement. Following his high school graduation, he worked as a truck driver until he was inspired to pursue a life in the church. While studying at Selma University and Alabama State College, now Alabama State University, Shuttlesworth began preaching at the First Baptist Church in Selma, Alabama. He left Selma in 1952 to take over as pastor of Birmingham Bethel Baptist Church. In Birmingham, Shuttlesworth became increasingly involved with the civil rights movement. He worked with such organizations as the Civic League and the National Association of Advancement of Colored People on efforts included to increase voter registration among African Americans. For his efforts, which included challenging the city's segregated schools and buses and participating in sit-ins in the Freedom Rides of the early 1960s, Shuttlesworth experienced numerous physical attacks, and his home was blown up by the Ku Klux Klan on Christmas Day in 1956. He was one of the ministers who established, with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and he worked to end segregation in the South. In 1961, Shuttlesworth moved to Cincinnati, Ohio, where he founded the Greater New Light Baptist Church in 1966. He helped organize the historic march for the voting rights from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama in 1965. In an effort to provide a source of low-income housing, he established the Shuttlesworth Housing Foundation in Cincinnati in the 1980s. He received the Presidential Citizens Medal, the country's second highest civilian award, from former U.S. President Bill Clinton in 2001. Thank you, Mr. President, for this personal point of privilege.
Thank you, Senator. We're on the introduction of petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution. I'm sending it forward. It has been distributed, and I would request a waiver of the reading.
You sent it forward. You requested a waiver of the reading. The reading shall be waived. Senator from Boone.
President, this I'd also like to seek unanimous consent, and I'll do this in a minute. This is the resolution to allow our nonpartisan staff to get paid, and all of the descriptions of the positions and the salary ranges are on there. And I'd also like to request unanimous consent to waive the rules to allow us to pass this resolution today.
Hearing no objection. We will pass this by unanimous consent. Any discussion on the resolution? Senator from Boone, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
All those in favor of the resolution, vote aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution has passed. We're still on the order of resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the Fifth.
Bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1151, offered by Senator Roberts, an act relating to grants to not-for-profit organizations for physical security measures.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill? Proceed.
Thank you. It is no secret that division is tearing our nation at its seams. The Department of Homeland Security, under Donald Trump, listed domestic terrorism as the greatest national security threat our nation faces. As misinformation spreads across social media like a plague, hate groups, once ostracized by the fringes of society, have grown in strength as a result of new connectivity brought by the internet, profiteering fringe media, and the societal stresses of a pandemic. With this bill, I am reminded of the civil rights movement. It's been almost 50 years since the Ku Klux Klan bombed the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama. That seems so long ago, but then I'm reminded of the neo-Nazi who mass murdered parishioners in Charleston just 6.5 years ago. And I'm reminded of the synagogue hostage crisis in Texas just a few weeks ago. These incidents are just a small handful of attacks on people who did nothing more than exercise their First Amendment right to free religious expression. They didn't do so publicly. They were at their houses of worship, and they were targeted indiscriminately and without remorse. It's unfortunate that in 2022, the divisive rhetoric and conspiracy theories of scared, misled, and hateful people have forced me to carry this bill, but I am proud to do so to protect and ensure that people of all faiths can feel safe and practice their faith without fear. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. The Senator from Ozark. Please send your bill forward. Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1152, offered by Senator Esslinger, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for certain farm machinery.
Introduction of bills. Senator, there's no Madam President at the dais right now.
Apologies. Mr. President, I have another bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read this bill.
Senate Bill number 1153, offered by Senator Esslinger, an act relating to exemptions for professional licensing.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business is announcements. Senator from Newton.
President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, Veterans, and Military Affairs will meet in SCR 1 immediately upon adjournment.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments will meet 5 minutes upon recess.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The Senate shall stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.